on the heels of a state-mandated police reform plan, elected officials and local activists introduced a new police oversight effort on the steps of City Hall Wednesday. Albany Common Council President Corey Ellis and Center for Law and Justice Executive Director Alice Green are looking to move police reform forward via creation of a public safety commission. They say it will augment the work of the Albany Policing Reform and Reinvention Collaborative, whose final report was due to the state April 1st. Ellis, a Democrat, says the commission will be staffed by community members selected by the Common Council.
And that commission would be charged to oversee the collaborative recommendations and implement some of those recommendations. And to do this, we, at the time, council members felt that the collaborative was just the beginning. So this is the next step in the reform that we're looking at as a city council. This will require a law to be passed for this to happen, voted on in a referendum. We just got word that we have to move a little quicker than we thought because we would like to get it on November ballot.
Green says the commission would oversee and continue the work of the police collaborative recommendations.
I think one of the big problems with the collaborative process that we went through recently was that the average person, the person who's most directly impacted by policing in a very negative way, were not at the table. They did not have the opportunity to weigh in. So with our vision statement, they will.
Green says the public safety vision statement embraces the four pillars of procedural justice: treating people with dignity and respect, giving citizens a voice during encounters, being open and transparent in decision-making, and conveying trustworthy motives. She hopes the concept will not get bogged down in red tape.
We talk to people every day. We've been talking to them for 35 years. I don't see a need for a consultant to come in, but if they come in and add something, that's fine. But I think we're also right now planning an educational program to go out into the community with, to get to educate them about this particular new structure, but also to get their input. I mean, that's the whole thing. The collaborative did not do that. Okay, I know that COVID was a problem, but we've got to go beyond that. We've got to come up with creative ways of getting in touch with people and getting their feedback.
Ellis says commission members who would be paid by the city would be able to take some of the stress and pressure off of police officers by staffing events like Alive at 5 and the Tulip Festival and having them answer calls about non-law enforcement issues.
You have an issue where someone's called because there's loud music next door. You don't want a police officer show up. You like a neighborhood piece of, hey, you know, we got a report. So these are the things where we can become more efficient and we can have law enforcement officers do something else where they don't feel the strain of, well, we don't hear, well, we were on this call because we couldn't get there because of this. So this is part of that and that structure we'd like to see this commission take on and move forward.
And it's not that far out because many communities across this country are now doing that. They have bifurcated systems, and especially in areas of drugs and mental health, you don't need a law enforcement officer to be responsible for answering those kinds of calls.
Ellis adds the commission would review and evaluate current police policies and standard operating procedures, review effectiveness of existing programs, evaluate harm reduction strategies, and restorative and procedural justice models. The commission would also ensure the elevation of concepts of community policing into practice in regard to neighborhood peacekeepers and alternative dispatch programs with specialized, trained individuals other than law enforcement. Ellis expects the full council to hold several public meetings and hearings in the weeks and months to come. Asked about the initiative, Mayor Kathy Sheehan's office issued a statement which says, in part, "We will continue to work with the community and the Common Council to create a public safety structure that recognizes the critical importance of meeting the needs of our residents and providing alternatives to how we respond to calls for service." Dave Lucas, WAMC News.